On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Tory Day. Set off the fireworks.
Yeah.
Here she is.
You ever get tired of fireworks?
I hate fireworks. I really do. I don't like them. I think we've been through this before.
I know we have. Yeah. So you must be loving this time of year.
I don't know if I asked you, and I don't remember if you like fireworks.
I'm getting old, I guess, because I used to like them, but then I get enough. I'm like, I hear them at the going off at the fair. Like, what is that? The Rocks? The Brockton Rocks?
Yeah.
They do them.
Yeah, they get the
every
Rocks.
Every Friday night. I'm like, oh my God, I can hear from my house.
Yeah, you're quite close to.
I am, and I hear
we
them.
We don't know where Tori lives, but
I'm in Circumference. Yeah, you can triangulate me.
She's in Circumference, Massachusetts. It's a town.
It is, and I hear fireworks.
Yeah, I don't like them because they're an annoyance, and if you have pets, it drives them absolutely nuts usually. And I don't like it because it's just it's explosions and with all
it's explosion. You know, in this time of, you know what?
Yes.
Yeah. In this day and age, things are different.
Yes.
Like you used to be able to prank people, and now if you prank someone, who knows if it's seriously a threat? You can't get away with the things you used to.
No, it's the sound of detonations, and that spells not good things these days.
Exactly. You don't know. People could be saying, oh, it's just fireworks, and that could be, it could be a real problem.
Yeah, or gunshots it might sound like. You don't know. It's horrible. And I don't like them at all, so I don't like them for those reasons. Yeah. And also, they happen to be against the law in many states.
For a good reason.
Yes, you can blow your well, I guess I shouldn't care if people blow their fingers off.
Yeah, it's up to them.
Yeah.
It's like doing drugs.
Yeah, it's like if I see someone walking down the street with like three fingers on one hand, I'll say, oh, kind of figured out what happened to you.
And lost a bet.
Moron.
Something, I don't know.
Lost a bet.
Yeah. Well, you know, you ever see that Twilight Zone one? I don't know. I think it had Kim Novak in it. And at the end, she, you know, took off her glove and she had like missing fingers because she, you know, learned the hard way. Now she's the champ of cutting off people's fingers.
Oh, my God. What a horrible episode.
They were all kind of horrible.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Look this up, Van Dam. Look this up. Giving Ron the finger.
Yeah, the one she has left.
Exactly. Ah, you know. Yeah. I'm the champ now.
So this is Tori LeGar, ladies and gentlemen. She joins us hopefully now on a weekly basis. Good to have you back.
Yeah, once a week I come and give it up.
Give it up for the Gipper.
Well, I gave it up this morning. Well, I had a procedure done this morning.
What happened?
I didn't
this
even
morning?
Tell you, I don't think.
You said you were going to the doctor, but you didn't tell me it was
a
procedure.
I went to the doctor, It was an upper GI.
Oh.
And I've had one a long time ago, which is how they detected my hernia.
Yeah.
And again, he saw my hernia, but luckily he said to me today, it was only really tiny.
Uh-huh.
It was a tiny hernia.
So, but last time they said it was huge?
Well, it was. I thought it was bigger, but he said it's just barely there, which is good to know because that's not why I was there, was to, you know, figure that out. It was a pain I've had for like a year and a half in the same spot. And I still don't think they're going to find anything because I was watching him as he's x-raying me and he said it was normal looking and I agree.
Are you trying to read his expressions?
Well, he didn't know.
If he went...
Oh, yeah, that would be frightening.
That'd be bad.
But, you know, he was a Greek man, and we could speak a little Greek together, which I like.
Yeah,
it sort of breaks
that.
The ice. People treat me a little nicer when I speak the language.
Yes.
So I learn a lot of languages because of that. And
did he throw dollar bills on you while you were having the upper GI?
Oh, he did not.
Isn't that what they do?
The Greeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they throw money on you?
Sometimes.
Like you're some kind of...
Maybe.
Yeah,
I have my opinions.
Like it's a lap dance or
something? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. If I could ever marry a Greek man, that would be trouble. I just don't know if I could ever trust them completely.
But, you'd have to buy new plates all the time.
That too.
Yeah.
I said it looks like textbook colon. It did. My colon looked
he
textbook.
Said that.
He agreed with me when I'm making jokes about my beautiful, sexy looking colon or whatever. I said, my lower intestine, my upper intestine, whatever you call them. Small intestine.
I don't know what the hell.
But that barium, they call it. You got to drink a barium.
Mm.
That sounds awful. And I'm supposed to hydrate all day.
Is it tasty?
No, it's white and chalky, and they make you gulp a lot of it. I had to drink like 3 glasses of
it. You figure with today's technology, they can do like quadruple a bypass surgery, and yet they can't come up with something that you can drink so you can take the upper GI that's tasty.
No.
Stupid.
And it's, you know, barium, I think of barium enema right away.
Certainly.
But my butt was safe today. It was just drinking something.
Right.
And they just looked up in the upper area, upper quadrant, and again, see nothing. I look great.
Did they knock you out for that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No, no. It's just a drink, and then they x-ray while you're drinking.
Oh,
it's
so, that so they're they not shoving see. Tubes.
Oh, no tubes.
Okay.
Which is good.
Oh, this is nice. This
well,
is
except pleasant. For the drinking and the bloating, and I'm still kind of like, right now. I'm supposed to flush.
Tori, you're huge.
Yeah, I know. Right, but I got to flush. And I don't like drinking.
No.
It was enough to get me to drink all that stuff. And the doctor's funny because he's holding the cup for me while I'm lying there and I have the straw. And he's holding it like a gentleman. Right. And I wonder if that's because I spoke Greek.
I wonder if I had one, I would ask for a vodka and barium.
Yeah.
You know, on the rocks.
Right. I don't know if they could do that. Well, but maybe.
Cherry or olive, do you think, goes with the barium better?
Ooh. Maybe cherry.
Maybe an eraser.
Ugh. It just all sounds like, you know, am it's I doing awful. This to get fixed or not? And I guess I'm not, so whatever.
So he said, so you said textbook, whatever, and he colon, said, colon, and he said, yeah.
Yeah, we do chuckle.
Well, that's wonderful.
We laughed.
That's good. That must make you feel good, huh?
It does. And the woman that I was with, the prep woman,
they
always have someone that's helping move the x-ray table and everything. When I went in there, I said, this was the last time I was in the hospital before, you know, the last place I saw James. Right. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry. And she lost her daughter a year ago. And she's like my age. And, you know, her daughter was 30. So she said, you know, I can say, I know how you feel. And I said, you're right. And it was, we kind of bonded in that 2 hour period.
Very cool.
So you never know. I guess the point is you never know who you're talking to because she didn't exhibit any signs until I brought it up. Then she started crying.
Why would she bring it up? Certainly.
And she wouldn't.
It's not the kind of thing you just bring up passively.
But I did.
Yes. Well, because you're Tori.
I do. I'm Tori. And Tori does this.
That's why you discuss.
I break the ice with people. Yeah. And she started crying. And, you know, I felt bad, but she said, no, it's good. It's good to feel that. Yeah, and, you know, she's like, the first year sucks. Yep. And she talked about the ashes, putting them in Hawaii when they went to Hawaii and put the ashes. Yeah, and I thought, you know, this is good for me to get to talk to somebody that's gone through it because I'm still with the grief counseling, not going to do it.
Tons of people go through it, but they never hook up.
Yeah.
And it's always good to bond with somebody who goes through other stuff.
I'm trying to feel compassionate to other people. I know that's a hard thing for me. Really? Because I feel like I should be like, because what, you know, if I'm in line somewhere, don't just be more patient because these people around me, they're just trying to do their thing too. And I'm feeling more compassionate to people.
I wouldn't show compassion toward that. No, I understand people have their own lives and they do their own things, but they still bother me.
Yeah, I just feel like people
that's
are
no excuse. Really? You still got to be nice.
Yeah, because people are struggling. I mean, I'm trying to realize
I see
that
what you're saying.
And I just don't know their struggles. They don't know mine. So why don't I just shut it, Victoria, and just not be so angry?
Because everybody has their own struggles in different ways, different types of struggles.
Right.
Some financially, some hardships.
Yeah.
Some of them,
What a fun show we're doing again. Look what I do. Look what I started it.
Let's just start again. That's all. This shit.
All right. Where's
the
music?
Everywhere. This
Thanks,
is
John.
New England Broadcasting.
Okay, then we do this thing.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
And then this Tori.
Victoria. 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 Thank you, Ray Davies.
Hi, Tori. How are you today?
Hey, Ron. Good I'm awesome. You. I'm full of barium.
I was going to say your colon's looking good today.
Is it? Yeah. I'm kind of bloaty.
Ah, hey, bloaty's
I'm a
nice.
Bloaty. I got to go put a bikini on and go to the beach. How am I going to do that?
Tori, when you bloat, you look almost normal.
Oh, my God.
You know, seriously.
I wish everybody thought
Tori
so.
Tori is very skinny, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't know.
I'm 5 feet tall. I weigh 96 pounds. Yeah. I think last time I weighed myself.
So that's why I say this. So bloating might make her seem a little less skinny than usual.
Yeah, well,
you lucky person, you.
I guess.
You know how many people right now are going, oh, I wish I had that
body. They hate me. Right.
Well, I don't hate you. But they are envious of that.
Right.
And then you have to put a bikini on. That's a horrible thing as well. Some ladies can't even imagine wearing that shit.
Yeah.
And then you are, unfortunately, you may have to go to the beach. So
you can tell I've already been in the sun.
Yeah,
can you tell?
Yeah.
Because I'm already out in the backyard.
That's right, where the sun happens to be sometimes.
It is every day, I guess.
Beautiful. So, it's Independence Day. It's either coming or it just left. It depends
on
when
here.
This thing is
surrounding
here.
Us, this 4th of July
stuff. And now there's a fair that takes place in the city of Brockton, which is a nearby city.
I know, and I thought they were going to stop that once they voted the casino in. I'm like, yeah, no more fair.
We're hoping that. It's a tradition that's been through the city for, like, what, 100 years almost?
Maybe 1,000. Probably.
Okay. The dinosaurs
used to go. They used to make him wear shoes, though. Right. No shirt, no shoes.
Sideshow used to be a dinosaur with a beard. It was very, the bearded dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jesus was the ringmaster. That's how he got started.
He was a sideshow magic. Yeah.
Then he had to stop and write this book, which he never really wrote.
Other people did.
Other people wrote about him.
With their own versions. Like the Gospels are four different versions that are kind of similar, but kind of not.
Yeah, I think in one of them they had him without any pants on, and the other, that's the only difference in that one.
Matthew didn't get the memo.
No. And I don't want to spoil it with the end, because some people may have not read the whole thing.
There's a lake of fire or something, and I think Nirvana wrote even a song about it, which is awesome.
Yeah, good for them.
Well, they didn't write it. I think Johnny Cash might have wrote it, but Nirvana covered it, so that's the same.
I see the train are coming. They didn't have trains back then, did they?
They're both gone, John and Kurt, so.
Yeah.
Happiness again.
Well, okay.
I know.
Start again?
Well, you know. Is it the? We were talking about the end of the world. It's probably not coming, but it's getting scarier.
It's probably not coming.
I mean,
it depends on what happens during the election.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's when that will.
I wanted Bernie. See, Bernie would have solved everything.
There was no way that Bernie was going to become president because he's a socialist and he's just a little too crazy. But I like his thoughts, and some do, but there are a lot of people that don't. So that wouldn't have worked out. So this is like, and I don't know, this isn't going to work out either.
What's going to work out, Ron? Where is the future going?
I don't know. One of them, at least, it wouldn't be worse than it is now. The worst thing with Hillary would be status quo.
Sure, I'll go for that.
And I think in today's world, you got to hold on to some of the stuff you've been doing.
That's right.
The other one, I might as well just cash it in.
We'll go out in a blaze of glory, right?
Oh, man. I can't even imagine. Yeah. Can't even imagine.
Well, maybe that's the way it's going to be.
No. And then I heard all the stuff about the Antichrist.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, he kind of fits that bill.
I've been saying that for 20, well, I don't know, whenever the...
For 20 years?
The Apprentice. Whenever the Apprentice started. As soon as I started hearing about him, I'm like,
oh my God. You're right.
This guy is the Antichrist, and he will come to power.
Yeah.
But I really didn't think president. I just thought his own power with his own Donald Trumpness.
I know. It's very...
I didn't think he would trump his own Trumpness.
Well, that's why his name is what it is. It's just a horrible... I didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's unavoidable, probably.
I'm talking about my landscapers. Fine bunch of kids.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Mine didn't show up this week.
They were over here.
Were they? Is that what happened to them?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They said, tell Tori we're going over
there. They didn't cut the grass, dudes.
Well, did somebody make a call?
No, they're just supposed to come once a week, I thought. Yeah. But now they're going to come every other week, I guess. Whatever. They charge like $65 every time they cut the grass.
That's a lot.
Is that a lot? Because I'm thinking we could get a neighborhood kid to do it for like $40. Would he be happy with that?
Sure. Are they going to use your mower or theirs?
No, we don't have a mower.
Well, then the kid has to do it.
Yeah, $40.
Yeah, you're so right. And thank you for bringing that up. Because when I was a child, Tori, and as far as I remember, my parents gave birth to me so that I could perform tasks for them.
Labor.
Seriously.
Children are slaves.
I mowed the lawn. I raked the leaves. I brought out the garbage. I shoveled the driveway, the front walk. I did everything.
You had a purpose.
Yes, they had a purpose and I had one.
Sure.
And then I grew up and I don't do those things anymore.
No.
But...
you have to pay someone else to do them.
But I never see any kids doing any
knocking
of that
on the door, right?
At all. No. I see the adults in their 40s, 50s, 60s raking, shoveling.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't get
it. I used to go around and see if I could weed for my neighbors for like a quarter an hour.
You could make some bucks.
Yeah.
And it was also a good thing morally for a kid to do.
I think so. You're learning responsibility and discipline.
Yes, and little entrepreneurialism. Sure. And every person in the home would say, sure, here's $20, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could ask the going rate and the kid could do really well. But
They're too busy playing video games. I'll tell you this.
Don't see the kids doing
it. There's a guy I see. I won't, no names, no gas station people, but at a gas station in Brockton someplace.
Yes.
I always see this kid there that works there on his phone, and I drive by, not even to get gas, and I glance over. Sure enough, he's in there with his phone. They're glued to their faces, Ron. I can't get over it. It's true. It's like the cliche is true.
It is. Someday, I interviewed somebody about this. Someday, things are going to happen to this generation that we can't even fathom. And it's going to happen both physically and socially to them. Yeah. They are going to become misfits when they reach senior age. They will have some incredible physical problems. You know, when people work in an office in the old days, they used to do the typing thing.
Cubicle firms.
Yeah, the cubicle firms. The cuticle firms.
I hate the cubicle. Cubicle farms.
That's what most jobs were at one point. It was before they had computers, people had to type in stuff all day.
I went there today. I went to an office. This is a true story. At the hospital.
Yeah.
Walk in, fluorescent lights in this little area, and I thought, this is death. Who would? These people are trapped.
Yes.
And they're in there with their women gossip. I can hear the gossiping stories. I went, oh, no wonder I don't want to work.
Yeah.
Is that what work is?
It is now. You know, we blame everything on China. And all the jobs went there. No, they didn't. All the jobs went to technology. And all the people that were doing stuff in this country now don't do stuff because it's just, you're just entering data, period. And you don't even have to do that much of that.
My dad said I was an Andy Capp cartoon today in today's Enterprise.
Because of the bloating?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because he said Andy Capp was going to the unemployment office.
Yes.
And he filled out the form.
Yes.
And he wrote, looking for work, he said, can't be bothered. And the guy said, does this mean you can't be bothered to fill out the form or you can't be bothered to look for work? He said, both. My father said, that's you, Victoria.
Well, yeah. Well,
I said, okay.
There isn't much of a point.
What are you doing? There are less jobs. Am I going to go to McDonald's and smell gluten all day? What am I supposed to do? Go bag groceries? Go to an office, sit in a fluorescent lighting cubicle farm?
None of those things. You're supposed to be entrepreneurial and start your own brand of cornflakes. Tory Flakes.
Yeah, that's a Tori Amos album, Cornflake Girl.
I can't do it.
See, everything's been done.
Somehow you connect everything to music.
Yeah, I love music. Music is my life, pretty much, even though I'm not a musician per se.
Right.
I can't go a day without it.
You don't have to be a musician.
I left here where I just was and listened to music. Yeah. I can't go a day without it.
Yeah.
Why would I want to?
I don't share your enthusiasm for music. No.
James did. James and I were like with music all the time.
I don't share that.
I love it.
I like it sometimes when I'm in a mood. Otherwise, I like my peace and quiet.
Oh, I don't know what to do with peace and quiet.
It
frightens
me. Give it to me. If you find some peace and quiet, send it to me and I'll give you my music.
Okay, can we barter?
No, that's an even trade. If I give you something, you give me something, that's called like an even trade.
Yeah, okay.
You think it's bartering?
Kind of.
No, that's trading things.
We just said that, though.
Yeah.
All right. So it is kind of bartering. We're going to barter for something. Quid pro quo?
Did you ever barter with anybody? That's trouble. That's trouble.
Yeah, you said that because one could think of me now as worth as much as the other thing. So how would that even ever work?
You might supplement it with the amount of service or the amount of product in order to make it even, or you might even throw some cash in. I don't know how that works.
You've got to have a contract.
It's so much easier just to go into a stupid store or order something online and pay the money and it's over. This bartering is just trouble.
My dad's bartered because he's a lawyer, so he can barter.
Yeah, because no one's going to screw with him.
Well, a lot of people have not paid my dad. He's done services for them and they haven't paid him. He just goes, oh, well. But sometimes he'll barter with them and like he'll help them with a legal service if they fix his car. And that works out. And then, okay.
I suppose so.
Sometimes it can work. It depends on what your skill is. Like, I don't have a skill to offer to barter, probably.
Right. Well, you do. You have skills.
Well, that's the thing. If I wanted, there's a website called Fiverr. It's a bunch of R's.
Right.
And you can like do something for somebody and like charge $5 or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would do. Like I could read something in different accents maybe, but what skill am I offering someone to do?
And who would want something in different accents anyway?
I know. And I already see that on there.
Yeah.
So there's people doing that. I go, I guess I could do that. Like one more of these people.
Yeah.
But what's special about me? What's unique about me that I can do that would be of value to somebody? And that's where I come up empty, sort of.
Well, you could do voiceovers. You could voice commercials.
Right.
you could, you're very savvy social media wise.
Yeah.
You could get people, you can do social media marketing.
This is like a private conversation you and I could have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no. But I mean, it's funny because we're just like doing it, like people are listening.
Your meatloaf is apparently cool.
Oh, that's right.
You could barter meatloaf.
Yeah. Huh.
The Tory Meatloaf Company.
Right. I don't like cooking. Not about cooking.
Sorry to go there.
Then I got to smell food.
I'm just telling you what supposedly you do well.
That's right. Thank you.
Not that you want to do anything with it necessarily.
Not that I want to do anything. But
well, that's my deal, man. I can hardly pull this crap off every day. Otherwise, I'm just sitting there playing with my penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah. What?
But the light, now when you, if after you eat, that reminds me of something. It's written.
I was joking.
There was an article. Okay. Someone blogged about you.
Oh, my God. I got to start reading the paper.
You do. Yeah. But after you eat, do you like the smell of food? I can't stand it then. Once I eat and I smell food, I'm like, oh, I don't want to smell it. Keep it away from me. If I'm full, you know?
The same food?
Any food.
Yeah, well, it's not the smell of it. It's the sight of it. When I get full, I get sick if I have another bite or even look at the stuff.
Okay,
I want it cleared away from the counter. I do. I want it out of the kitchen and put it away.
Right.
Yes, I do feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
One would be amazed that I would ever be full.
No, you act like you're some obese person. Like
it's fun. It's called self-deprecating humor, and it works.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot fatter. So I don't know.
Thank you very much. I don't know if that was kind or just.
I know. I don't know either.
Fatter.
I know.
That's fat, Ron. But I've seen a lot fatter than that.
I know. I can't give a compliment correctly.
No, so. Didn't. Well, maybe because I'm picky.
Yeah.
If you know yourself, then everything's usually cool. And right. I know my shortcomings.
Me too. Like, I know I'm bloaty. Yeah. I'm bloaty looking.
Okay. If that's the worst thing you got, then you're doing well.
I know what
things I can't tolerate. I know what things in life I will never do. I don't want to do.
Right.
And I don't think I gained that knowledge until I got a little bit older.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Youth. What do they say? Wisdom is wasted on the youth. What is? How does that go? Youth is wasted on the young.
Okay.
Youth is wasted on the young.
That's deep.
Yeah, I didn't write it. Stuff. But it is. It's wasted. Yeah. They don't know anything. You can't tell them anything. You couldn't tell me anything though.
I get it. Anything either. I was a rebel kid.
Find out the hard way. Then I'm just trying to help you out.
I was a rebel. I wouldn't shave. I wouldn't cut my hair. I was a rebel kid.
You still are. You wouldn't. You won't. You refuse.
Certain things don't change. But now I'm grumpy. Like, now I don't want kids on my lawn. I don't want anything on my lawn. If I go outside the house and I see a little piece of paper or a little candy wrap or something, I'll pick it up and then I'll look around. Like, where did this come from? And that's awful.
You know what? I do it too then.
That's awful.
Why? How are these neighbors trash escaping their barrels, winding up in my yard?
Yeah.
Sometimes I find school papers with my neighbors, on them. They threw out their own kids' school papers. Didn't even want them. I'm treasuring those things forever. And I see them in my yard.
Yeah. Like they purposely threw them there.
Yeah. Oh, this belongs to you. I found it in my yard. I think I did that.
Yeah.
What a jerk I am.
Take your damn papers and get them off my lawn.
Does this belong to you?
Right.
It's got coffee stains and trash on it. And it's a little school paper.
I see Timmy's not doing well in math, Mrs. Johnson.
Get this thing off my lawn.
I'm
serious. Yeah. I wish I was kidding, but I think I stopped that now because I figured I'm being rude and I like my neighbors mostly.
I can't stop it. It's embaked inside me.
Old habits die hard.
Mm. I was probably like that when I was five, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a paper route?
No.
Did you ever do anything when you were a kid?
Like I said, I weeded.
Okay. So you do that?
I did weed.
Had nothing to do with gardening.
No.
No, you just weeded.
At the old lady's house.
Right.
Old lady Kling.
Hey, have you been to a hookah bar?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to one, Tori. Describe it to me. I'm starting to see pictures of these gigantic, like, water pipes tall.
Yeah,
which is great for radio, about this tall. And they're elaborate and beautiful. They look like they came out of Aladdin's lamp or
like
something.
Like a Turkish,
like a Turkish taffy.
What do you call it? A Turkish
bath?
Yeah, that's the word.
But I don't quite understand what you put in them and what you're supposed to put in and what they actually do.
Yeah, I don't know how to build one, but I smoked one in Orlando a few years back at the... Kush, the bar there. Right. I think I sent you pictures.
Yes,
I showed you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and it's some kind of, there's like a tobacco-ish product of it. Like, it's like a, I don't know how to describe it, like a square.
Uh-huh.
Like a hard.
Hashish?
something like that. You'd think it was like that. And they have different flavors to them if you want a flavored something, like a whole menu. When you go in, there's like a menu of flavors.
Why wouldn't somebody just smoke a pipe?
Because that's like got tobacco in it. I think this might have, it's something different. It's like, I don't know how to even describe it. You can Google it, everybody.
Oh, here we go again.
I know. But it's kind of cool because it's like a vapor that comes out. It isn't even really like a smoke necessarily.
Okay. Because what I thought at a point, and I still believe until you cleared this up, I thought everybody was smoking weed or hash.
Right. No, it's like a, it's the same thing as cigarettes. Okay. You have to be probably over 18 to go to these places, but yeah. It's just like if you like flavored cigarettes type thing. Because
I see a lot of these in homes now.
Oh, in homes. Pictures
of them in homes. Very elaborate things.
I can't picture myself doing it at home. I'd feel too like fancy.
It might be pleasure. It might be somebody's escape. Oh, yeah. At the end of a long day to sit down with
I'd feel like a weirdo, a true weirdo, if I had a hookah in my house.
It might be more common than one thinks.
Maybe, because I thought I would go to a place where they had them, of course.
When you go to a place with a hookah, mm-hmm. and that which is different from a chuppah, which is where people get married if they're Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Under a chuppah?
Yeah.
Right. I think it's different. That or there's vapors coming out of the damn
thing. Probably both. There's always vapors.
When you went to the chuppah, did you bring your own mouthpiece?
No. They have disposable ones that you can attach
disposable.
They can attach because they're used by the public. So you just they don't bring over. They give you your own, and then all it's right. Plastic removable.
Might there be some danger involved because the tube from which you draw up the smoke or the vapor would be a tube that other people have breathed in, like a breathing tube.
Yeah, but they're breathing in, but they're not breathing out. They're not exhaling into it. They're just inhaling. Suppose. So I think it's probably fine.
There's probably some 5-year-old kid that's peed in it.
Well, you have to be over 18.
Right? Okay. So, you have to be 18 to pee in it.
That's right. Okay. It's an older person doing it.
It sounds unsanitary.
There's the coolest people, though, if you talk to them. And I wasn't going to, but I did. Cool. I talked to some people in the hookah bar, and they're just really down. It was fun.
Of course they're down, because it's not normal.
Well, they were like in their 20s. It was great because I'm just so much older and I'm just like communicating on this great level with these young people and they think I'm just like them and maybe I am mentally, huh? So
they do. They do think that you're like them.
Yeah, so we had fun that night. It was a lot of fun.
What's up with the hookah? Is it like going to a bowling alley where like if you bowl a lot, you have your own shoes, you don't have to rent them. Can you bring in your own tip?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would think so.
So maybe there are some professional hookah smokers.
Oh, yeah.
Who have their own like special tips that they just attach to the hose.
Probably.
Interesting.
Or maybe even their own hookahs, like we talked about. I don't know if I would do that.
At home, though.
Yeah. At home, yeah.
Bring them into the place.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I never understood? There are some restaurants where you bring your own wine.
Yeah. I went to one in Rhode Island once. Bring your own beer. It's like Chinese restaurant or something.
Yes. Yeah, same thing. Slighted things.
Yeah. Yeah, but Japanese.
No, whatever.
I brought a
whatever.
Japanese beer in, I remember.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. It's Oriental.
See, this is what Trump has done to me.
Oh, my God.
He's made me a bigot. I group all things together now. Yeah. That's what he did. You bring your own wine and you open up the bottle of wine or the beer and you drink some of it. You don't finish it. Well, you finish the beer.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't finish the bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with it?
Yeah, because you can't have an open container in the car. So you have to finish the wine there, I guess.
Or just leave it there.
Leave it there, yeah.
So don't get an expensive one. Don't get Dom Perignon or anything.
Don't worry about that. I don't understand the difference between wines like that. I don't understand.
My palate's not that fancy. I don't know if I could. I mean, I know yucky when I taste yucky.
I know when it's turned.
Yeah, but am I supposed to know something really elaborate?
I can't. I don't know the difference.
I don't either.
And I think any person that considers himself to be a wine snob that if you did a blind taste test, find some blind wine snobs or just put blindfolds on them easier.
Yeah.
I'll barter you that they
don't know.
No difference, no.
And if they do know, I'm not sure I want to know them because they're a little too snooty. They're snobby. I don't want to know snobby people. They go, "Oh, this wine is so perfect. Oh, I just love it." You know, don't talk to me.
I have friends like that.
Do you?
Actually, I have no friends. That was a lie.
Ugh. I don't know. I have a few friends, but you really find out who your friends are when you go through a tragedy sometimes.
Yes. Yes. You know? We've talked about that. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad people are still coming around and talking to me. And I know who they are, and I'm never going to forget that. Some people didn't get a free pass forever now. You know that? They're not getting kicked off my Facebook ever. Ever.
You should have a separate page for the. I think we've talked about this. A separate page for real friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Who sit down and when they're typing something that they're getting into your inner soul,
right.
And they really everybody cares about each other.
Yeah.
And then another one, which is should just be called not friends, they're acquaintances.
Okay.
Like people that know people that I know. You know.
Right.
They can't be on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not right.
No.
You're talking to me like I'm a 2-year-old.
No, but you're right.
Yeah, it is right.
I mean, there's things you can do with one Facebook page, so you can group it.
Yes.
You can just talk to people, make a group, or you can just make posts available to these certain people.
Okay.
I know all the tricks, but I guess I could have a second page, but that's just more upkeep for me. I can never slip away.
But you can do that on one page.
You can do it on one page,
the ones that are real friends from the ones that are just not.
Right, and I even have a group of people called conservatives, which I just eliminate from like half the things I post because I'm posting things with F-bombs and whatnot, and you know, I don't want them to see it.
You get pretty raw sometimes.
Yeah, they'll be like, ooh, what is this about? So I just got to, they don't even see it, so they don't even know it's happening.
Right.
Okay? It looks like I'm posting to all my friends, but there's actually a little thing, a little trick, so it's not.
Interesting.
Because you're not on there, you get to see everything, because I don't care what you see.
Oh, I've seen some crazy things. I've seen some naked pictures of people. No, I haven't.
Facebook won't allow that.
No.
They don't. They're bad about that.
Because it's not the face.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. That's exactly why.
That's why.
Yeah.
That would be crotch book.
I think there's a thing.
I was going to start it and someone heard it made one.
There's everything.
I guarantee it was my idea.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a dollar for every idea that someone stole, I'd have like $3.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could do a lot better than that.
I think so.
What do you think of stereotypes? Do you think they are actual things, aren't they? I just was thinking about that on the drive over here. They're really, like I saw a guy driving a fancy car, and I'm thinking, I don't think I'd want to know him.
Sure.
Usually I wouldn't, but sometimes I think, okay, you know, judge it by the individual that has the fancy car, but I'm thinking most guys in these cars, the midlife crisis
you're probably right.
And the jewelry, but I'm like, I don't want to, you know.
But is that not profiling? And is
profiling, that's a great word.
Is it not true? I mean, if we just really admit it, don't we just categorize and group everybody and very, very frequently by religion and by race and by sex? Isn't that part of our human existence,
human condition,
and experience?
Yeah. How else are we supposed to not do it?
Well, yeah.
With learning, but it's
exactly
years in the making.
I think, you know, what Trump doesn't understand is I think maybe that's embedded in a lot of people, but you're not supposed to like stand
there. He's exploiting
there.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even just saying what's on it. He's actually exploiting it for his own purposes.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And it's just unfortunate. I talked about it on yesterday's show. It's just unfortunate that how many people are being duped by this guy. They really think that...
They're letting themselves... I have no pity anymore. They're just letting themselves happen to them.
Yeah.
And I can't... I'm not going to be around it.
I just don't think they understand that he's not one of you. You think he's one of you. He's not.
No.
He is exploiting every piece of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I don't want to talk about that either.
No, I just was talking about the stereotypes.
There's nothing to talk about.
That they're kind of, I kind of agree with a lot of them, and I feel bad about it. But sometimes I'm like, hey, it's that's why they're called that.
It's just true.
It's a type, and that's what's happening, and no getting around it.
It's a much kinder way of categorizing people by saying stereotypes, opposed to actually.
Yeah.
Being a bigot of a sort.
All right. There's always against type. You always find someone against type.
Yeah.
But in general.
Every once in a while, I'll meet somebody that breaks the stereotype. And I almost get mad and go, oh, you're screwing up my stereotype here. You're actually not like
that.
But
then they're unique. I love when someone's unique. They're against all type. And they're a real, genuine person.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good thing. Just be you. Why stop trying to fit into some kind of mold and what you're supposed to be? And just be you. Then it's very attractive.
Very attractive. I would date them. The word stereotype is very interesting, actually.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, because we're
stereo.
Typing. Stereo would be mimicking both sides.
Isn't it both
sides?
Yeah. What does that even mean? I don't know.
Well, we're mimicking what we think
to
what we...
To what is?
Think.
Okay.
You're right. I can't explain it.
I know. But stereo, it's a weird word.
It does. I get the two channels of the stereo. And
that's what Google is for. People have already done this hard work for us, this brain work.
Yeah.
We can, it's everything's on the internet. If I feel like looking it up, it's there probably.
But somebody actually created that word.
Yeah, and I'm sure Wikis, Wikis talks about the creation of the word.
Yeah. Wikis, you know, isn't always right.
It's not, because you know what? We're putting the information in.
Correct.
Everybody can put
information in. It's not an encyclopedia or a dictionary.
It can be edited by me, you, your kids.
Actually, I can't. If you said, Ron, could you do a Wikipedia page on me, Tori Lagarde?
Sure.
And I would say, yeah, I can do that. And I could actually start one.
Right.
But I can't start one. You couldn't start one on yourself, and I couldn't start one on myself.
Really?
Somehow they know that it's you, and I think that they need a number of...
sources
and authentication in order to buy the crap.
Otherwise,
that you're
everyone
them.
Would have a page.
Absolutely, I really want one though.
You have to do something noteworthy, then, right? That's
the
idea.
But who would know if you actually did it or not?
Well, you're more noteworthy than I am. You've been doing this a long time, and you've got all kinds of stuff, radio pods. I mean, can you legitimately could get a page?
I guess I would have to hire people to put me in there, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, I couldn't say that I perform the first
heart transplant
in the world.
Yeah.
Because I think Wikipedia would say, can you please present
prove
some...
prove it.
Like an article or something or something.
You have to, because even when I try to say my son passed away, some of these legal people want to say, well, do you got a death certificate? My word's not good enough. People's word this day and age is not good enough.
Because
why am I making this up? Why would I make anything up like that?
Yeah, because other people do. That's why.
Yeah, other people, they're spoiling it for everybody else.
Everybody has always spoiled everything for everybody else.
Donald Trump
else.
Is spoiling everything.
He is.
He's a spoiler.
He is the Antichrist.
Right, he is.
He's one man that would never walk through the desert.
No.
No, he would take his plane.
Yeah. Charge somebody else for the gas.
Yeah. I don't understand what's going on.
I can't understand
sad.
It. I have bigger fish to fry.
Oh, you making dinner?
No. Friday is fish day, though. For everybody but me. I mean, I'm not Catholic. It's a Catholic thing, remember? The fish day on Friday.
But you.
You can't eat meat on Friday if you're Catholic or something, isn't it?
So you're saying you're the only person that's Catholic?
No, I'm just not. Right, no, I'm not making fish on Friday because I have to. It's maybe if I want to.
Okay.
But it's not, I mean, like when I worked at Christo's, they would always be, everyone ordered the fish on Fridays because I worked Fridays.
Yes.
And I noticed it. And I'm like, wow, these people are really hardcore, huh? They really want that fish on Friday.
I don't know how hardcore you have to be. I don't know if they're having fish.
Maybe it's a habit.
Yes.
It's their routine.
This is the way they were brought up. They were brought up with the fish.
Huh.
But if they had...
Haddock?
If they had something other than fish, I don't know what that would be.
Beef. Surf and turf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the surf, just the turf.
The turf, right.
I don't think anything would happen to them.
And of course
not. I think they would do it, but they just feel some type of...
It's guilt. It's Catholic guilt.
I mean, it's that or go to church, one or the other. I think you don't have to do both.
You don't really.
Yeah. I have to go to church. I had fish on Friday. What do you want from me?
The most pious people I've seen going to church, and then you'd see them the other days of the week, and you'd be like, really? You go to church? What do you think? It just gets all forgiven on one day a week, one morning a week, and then you can do whatever you want rest of the time?
I go to church a lot because I'm a wedding videographer.
Right.
And I get paid to go to church, and that's a religion.
That's the way to do
itself,
it, if you can
baby.
Work it out.
Yes.
You figured it out.
Yeah, I don't have to pocket that basket, babe. I get I get it from
that
people.
That basket makes me nervous when it's coming around. I'm like, how much is good enough? Should I get a pay? What am I paying for? Where's this money going? Who's getting molested? I don't know.
Did you ever like say, oh my God, I've only got a five. I'll put a five in and I'll take three back. Did you ever?
No.
I would get
changed. My uncle used to drop 20s in there.
Yeah.
And everyone would look, wow, look at he dropped a 20 in the plate. This is like 20 years ago.
Are you allowed to take change?
No, I don't think so. I think that's frowned upon.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, so I wouldn't try it.
How odd.
Just make change before you go. You got a whole week. You got 6 days.
I know. I get plan ahead. That's where that little thing that runs off the blackboard is about. Plan ahead. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So I go to church, And usually, if it's an evening wedding, they're having a 4 o'clock Saturday service, and weddings usually Saturday at 5.
Right.
So everybody's coming out, and they're the regular people who just go to the mass.
The regulars. Yeah.
Yeah, the regulars, and they're not dressed up.
No.
They're wearing shorts and dungarees, and they're looking
to the house of the Lord.
Yes. To the house of the Lord. It looks like they just finished planting a tree or something, and they're just stopping into church before they get the fish.
Oh, my.
Well, that's Friday. I'm sorry.
We were never allowed to dress like that. We had to dress up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember people of culture actually dress better than Americans do when they go to church.
They called Sunday best
for a reason. There was a reason for that. Yes.
Now, I don't know.
It's a message about Americans, how they are become so lax.
Oh, it's apathy everywhere.
You know, your father's a lawyer, and my father was not. Mm-hmm. And when I see a lawyer, I don't want to see him in banana colored pants and a golf shirt. I want to see him in
if he's working.
Right. Well, yes. Yeah. No. Okay,
my dad probably has a banana suit. I don't know. Banana something.
All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. Stereotype.
Right. Yeah. My dad, sometimes he has his coats a little wrinkled, but he's an old man.
That's
cut
right.
him lots of slack.
We all have wrinkled coats. But if I go into a bank and I open up an account, I don't want to go on Friday on Casual Fish Friday. I want to see a woman or a man in a business suit.
Of course.
They're handling my
money. Pierre Cardin.
Yeah, we're doing business here, baby.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I don't expect a plumber to come by dressed up.
Oh, no, with plumber's crack? Right. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't want that in a bank. Keep that on my bank. I'm banking with you.
Banker's crack.
Oh, God, yeah.
I want to see people. We've just lost our self-respect and our pride in our appearance. I mean, I should talk, but I do radio. It's different. But if I had a real job,
I can't afford a real job. I couldn't afford the clothes.
Yeah,
you got to dress up.
Well, you'd have a real job, and then you'd have the money to buy clothes.
Maybe, but how do I start that? See, everything's a catch-22.
Well, you have clothes.
I have $14. I don't have anything fancy anymore.
Well, what's no? We're not talking about that fancy. Well, if you were an attorney, you would be different.
First, I have to go to school.
Yeah, in which case you'd have clothes.
Yeah. Oh, the logic of it all.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I don't want to know. Mm. Pretending I don't know.
All right.
You're the one drinking water, and I'm the one that's supposed to be drinking. I'm going to be pooping a big clay crap if I don't start drinking.
A clay crap.
A big clay brick is going to come out of me.
What did they tell you to hydrate?
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on? How come you're not hydrating?
I'm not a big hydrator. I'm not. I mean, I bought some Gatorade. I'll go home and drink it.
Yeah.
Later, but I'm just, you know, I had a cup of coffee and it just coffee, wasn't the same.
No, coffee doesn't hydrate you.
No.
No.
It dehydrated.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
Okay.
And poop, you know, gray bricks.
Well, stop by a construction site and
it's can a barium.
Barter. You can barter.
I will. It's bricks. A barium brick. I'm going to be having one. We'll name it later.
Do you think there are any haunted houses near your cottage?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wish I could find a real haunted house. I did a couple of little television series with the haunted houses.
I remember that. Was there anything that happened?
In one place, we really think it was haunted. All the other places, no.
Okay.
Not even, we went to the, we spent overnight at the Lizzie Borden house there in Fall River.
Yeah.
And the curator told us all these stories and stuff. And it was an entertaining and a story Bible kind of way.
Right.
But,
nothing happened.
We stayed in the room where the mother was killed, and you know, it was.
I'm
freaky.
Not doing that.
But it was nothing. Nothing happened. Didn't feel anything.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be too nervous.
We didn't sleep anyway.
That's right. You can't sleep. How am I sleeping? Anyway. Not sleeping.
Yeah, I just pee all night anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ghosts aren't into that apparently.
No.
No, you don't see a ghost like walking around 3 a.m. Ooh, I gotta pee.
What if you did? Wouldn't your heart stop?
That'd be kind of funny.
I don't know.
I think that's the way it's really supposed to be. I think that ghosts continue their lives in the place.
Right.
So
my other place I lived was haunted.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, you never told me this.
In Brockton.
You never told.
Yeah. And it's funny because my ex-husband and I were just talking about it last week, and he mentioned something to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, where we used to live. So he had, the kids had said something to him once about something. We heard footsteps one night, and there was no one there. Different things like that. So that place may be, and it's abandoned now. It's an abandoned place in Brockton, which I'll tell you later off the air where it is. But there was a couple things there. And I thought I saw a UFO out the window once. It was some kind of bright light. And I was like, oh my God, what is that?
Did you ever figure out what it was?
No.
Oh, wow.
So that was a little, it's a secluded place in Brockton, way out in the woods. And
wow.
Yeah, there was some things that went on there. Now, again, it's been abandoned since 1994.
Wow.
So that's how many years is that? Like 22 years.
So structure's still there.
Oh my God, that scared me.
It did me too.
As we're talking about this. And you never notice if you're watching something scary and then you hear a noise.
Yes.
You're like, oh.
Yes, yes.
Why is that?
You know, if you sit in your house, you can hear things creaking or the refrigerator making like a sudden noise.
Right.
But you know what it is.
Right.
If you just like were staying in somebody's house overnight
and
it was an old house and it creaked like
I'm
that.
I'm not sleeping again.
You would say, this place is haunted.
Right.
But it's not really. It's just a place.
It's just that the noises the houses make.
Houses settle and they talk to you.
But that's what I don't like about these scary movies, how they have that effect where it goes, blah! They try to, jolt you.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of mean. And I don't want that. I'm not watching one.
I don't go to scary movies. No way.
Right.
No way.
No, I do. But I don't like that cheap effect. Give me some real suspense and terror.
Oh, I don't.
Like, what is his name? Hitchcock?
Yes.
Alfred Hitchcock used to, what did I say, Hitchcock?
You did at first, yes. I didn't want to point it out.
Just point out everything. Make fun of me, please.
No, I didn't.
I want you to. Alfred Hitchcock. I didn't want to. I'm not going to do it. But he the real suspense and the drama. I like that.
He didn't have to show it.
And all of a sudden, scare me.
Yeah.
I wanted that suspense. It's really like The Birds. That movie traumatized me as a kid. Pecked out eyeballs. They showed the guy with no eyeballs. I'm like, these things scare me.
Did you ever see any of the Saw movies?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
You saw them?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why somebody would see them.
Oh, I see.
Because they are so graphically...
Oh, it's horrific.
It is horrific. Why would the human psyche, the human being, want to expose himself purposely on a large screen to some of the worst things they could possibly imagine?
It's like a dare. It's like riding a roller coaster. Mm. It's like you're gonna put yourself through this as much as I can and be as scared as I can be. And I will tell you, and I think I've mentioned this before with the Saw movies, is there's a moral story to it. And that is the people that are in this, that are being subjected to this brutality, are people that wanted to end their own lives. So they're showing them that, okay, you really want to die? Let's find out. And then they change their mind and like, no, I don't want that. Okay. So it's almost like they're showing them something.
Okay. Interesting.
But one of them will die in this, whatever's happening,
well,
in that scenario.
A lot of them will.
Right, but they're picking people specifically that have given up on life. Okay. And I like that that's a kind of a plot thing. I don't know if it carried out throughout all the series or not, because I might have missed a couple at the end.
Well, now they're my heroes.
Yes, okay, well, fine. I love the guy that plays the Saw guy anyway. They killed him off.
Yeah, a lot of Saws ago.
He was like an... I saw him many saws ago. He's like, he was that guy in that The Firm with Tom Cruise. He was the guy chasing him. Yeah. He was like almost like an albino. I forget his name now. Oh, it's bugging me. He has that red hair and very white skin.
Don't know.
Bothers me. I used to know his name so well.
Albino Bob.
Tall guy.
I don't know.
The saw guy.
I don't know.
No.
Can't help you there.
The Humpty Dance. I should have prepped you and we could have had it right there.
Well. That's too much trouble.
It is, because I didn't know how to talk about it.
No, I don't know. We did the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, we didn't do it. We played it.
I don't know how to do it. I'll learn it.
Yeah.
Like I learned the
Macarena. Don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. You'll never be asked. Don't worry, Tori. You don't need
to. It's going to happen.
Don't stress out
about
it.
Unless you institute it, which you probably could.
Who knows?
Yeah,
hey, I have a lot of time on my hands, people.
Tori's a very free spirit.
Nothing better to do than cause trouble all over Facebook, and I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, this was her purpose in life.
Hey, you know what? I'm healing the way I need to heal.
Yeah.
So screw you, people.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's ever against me.
There you have it right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time.
Again?
Again? Was this a marathon?
Last week we were too.
What are we, binge radioing?
Yeah, we should.
Binge post.
Everyone's watching that Orange is the New Black, and I don't even care. I watched the first season, and I'm all set with it.
Yeah, I don't even
I missed like three more years of it, and I don't even care anymore.
I don't understand.
You know what? I can't. Don't draw me into anything else, Ron. Stop drawing me in.
Yeah.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
So I should have specifically said you, but I'm in Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, Veep, and Last Man on Earth, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that's it. Man.
Well, they got a new series with Trump next week.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world.
Orange is the New White. Okay, that was a joke.
That was funny, though. I like it. Yeah, I'm laughing on the inside. Right near that pain.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Sorry. Now you're going to have another upper GI to get rid of that thing.
Yeah. All right. No more drinking.
She's Tori Lagar, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back next time.